This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Online dating is now a fact of life for millions of people around the world. eHarmony, Match.com, OkCupid, and many others are booming businesses, even though everyone keeps hearing about the horrors of online dating, the painful sales pitch profiles, the awkward meetings, and the many dates that just don't pan out.
Cambridge writer and editor Molly Birnbaum turned to online dating 5 months ago after coming out of a long-term relationship. She says that while all of the above is totally true, she also says she discovered someone very unexpected while online dating, herself. She wrote about this for WBUR's opinion page, Cognoscenti, and she joins us now. Molly, great to have you.
My pleasure.
First of all, you write that the hardest thing at the start of this process was the profile. Why was it so hard to write that profile? You're a writer, after all.
Yeah, I am a writer, and I did not expect it to be so hard to sit down and actually write this profile of who I am, what I'm doing with my life, what I like, what people notice about me. But when it came down to it, and I sat in front of that computer, and I was trying to break myself down into these attractive, digestible parts, I totally froze. And I think it had something to do with the fact that coming out of this long-term relationship that took up a really solid chunk of my 20s, I had kind of forgotten who I was alone, by myself, completely independent. And so I really had to stop and think, you know, who am I? Who am I putting out there on this profile?
And so you dove in, and you describe all kinds of dates that sort of go bad in the way that we might expect from online dating. But you ended up loving this process, you write, because it helped you understand yourself. You write, "Each date forces me to look at who I am, to recalibrate an eighth of an inch, to reassess myself in tiny, almost imperceptible ways." What exactly did you discover about yourself in this process?
Well, a lot, and very small things all at the same time. Every single date that I go on, every single profile that I read, I mean, there are all these stories that these men are writing on the profile, and every date forces me to kind of compare my own to his and really see who I am in relation to that. And this can be incredibly subtle or a little bit larger, but every single date that I go on, I have a little bit more of a solid understanding of who I am and who I'm looking for and how I relate to that.
Now, your piece has generated a lot of buzz online. Many people thanked you for your optimism. Some gave you dating advice. Some even asked you out. What did you make of all this response?
I think a lot of people online date. I, for one, thought there was a kind of a stigma associated with it. But I think a lot of people responding to the piece are saying, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that comes out of online dating, even when you're not dating the right people. It gives you the opportunity to meet people that you would never run into in your daily life.
I was struck, too, by your description of how you got involved with this relationship that you ended up being in through most of your 20s, that you sort of had a natural pool of would-be people to date. That is graduate school. And when you came out of that relationship, suddenly that world wasn't there.
It was shocking and terrifying to me to start dating in the real world, in which I really didn't have any kind of pool of peers.
Now, one of your readers asks you this question. If you think that you didn't know then who you were then, what reason do you have for thinking you know now who you are now?
That is an excellent question. and I don't. I cannot say that I know exactly who I am and who I'm going to be, but the whole process of online dating, just as the whole process of going through your 20s and entering your 30s and trying to figure out who you want to be with, every little step brings you closer to figuring that out. And I think that enjoying that part of the journey is just as important as figuring it out in the end.
And I'm sure a lot of people want to know the answer to this question. 5 months later, have you found a mate yet through this process?
I have not, but I'm still very much enjoying the process.
Okay. Molly Birnbaum is a writer and editor living in Cambridge, and you can find a link to her Cognoscenti piece on our website, radioboston.org. Molly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.